Okay, Ari Lipsky requested that we speak about counting Jews, what the prohibitions might be in counting the Jewish people. This is a major issue, not only every time you try to make sure you have a minyan, which obviously it's built into the system that if you're required to have a minyan for certain things, that there's got to be a way that you know that there are 10 people in the room, other than saying, the room is packed, there must be at least 10 people here. There's got to be a way that you can know about a minyan mitzumtzum. But there's also a major issue in Eretz Yisrael with the census. Every time they want to count the amount of people that there are in Eretz Yisrael, so there are many people that refuse to participate in the census because counting Jews is a bad thing. So let's discuss a little bit what's so bad about counting Jews, where the Isser comes from, and what maybe some of the exceptions might be to the Isser. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tmidim Musaf in Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet, V'lama mona ha-minyan she'eskimu alav ala etzba'os she'otziu v'lo ha-yamona al ha-anoshim atzman. Why is it when they were counting the Kohanim, they would have, to decide who gets to do the Avodah, they would have the Kohanim stick out a finger and count their fingers and not count the Kohanim themselves? L'fisha asa limnos Yisrael, because you're not allowed to count Jewish people. You're not allowed to count people themselves. I should mention that when a country does a census, it's very important in order to plan economic planning and so to understand changing sociological conditions for various government programs. It's countries don't waste millions and millions of dollars doing a census for no reason. There are very strong reasons why they need to do it. Again, that doesn't necessarily tell us we can violate the halacha, so we need to understand what the halacha is. But you should realize it's not just that. What difference does it make? Census, no census. Those numbers that emerge from the census, in America for congressional districts and for things like those, make a big difference in how the country is run. So where does the Yisra come from? So in Parshas Kisisa, Pasuk says, V'nasnu ish kofar nafshol Hashem v'kodusam v'lo yeba neg. In order that there won't be a plague on the Jewish people, everyone should give a half a shekel, because otherwise, if you count them any other way, there's going to be a plague. In fact, the Gemara in Brachos, Taf Samach Beis on Beis, tells us, famous Gemara, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to David, Hare ani machshilcha bedavar shafilu tinok shal beis rabin yodim, that you're going to be nichshel in something that everybody knows, even little children know. Tachsiv kisisa es rosh b'nei Yisrael of kudehem, v'nasnu ish kofar nafsho, everyone knows the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, and you're going to mess up and you're going to count the Jewish people anyway. David took a census against Yov's advice in Shmuel Bey's Perichav David, and he paid dearly for it. Now, why is it dangerous to count the Jewish people? How does it lead to a plague? So Rabbeinu Bechai explains that by being counted as an individual, you're likely to be judged as an individual as well, and not as part of the group. And one of the great ways that we manage to avoid what we deserve sometimes is by being part of the greater group of Klal Yisrael. But when we call too much attention to ourselves as individuals, so that often leads to din on an individual level. Additionally, the Gemara in Yuma points to a different pasuk. The Gemara in Yuma and Davchav Beis on Beis tells us, "Asu limnos es Yisrael afilu l'dvar mitzvah." Now this takes it a little further. You're not even allowed to count for the sake of dvar mitzvah. David, when he was counting, was just counting to know how many people he was in charge of. It's a really great way of building your own ego to say, "Look, I'm a melech over this many people." But no, even for dvar mitzvah, you're not allowed to do it, because when Shaul was going out to war, veifkadeim bebezek, Shaul counted them with shards of pottery rather than counting them directly. Now, he was going out to fight a Melchamas Mitzvah. He needed to know how many soldiers he had. It was critical. And nevertheless, he didn't count them directly. The Gemara in Yumachav Beis on Beis adds, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Kalamones Yisrael over Belav, Shenemar, Vahayu Mispar B'nei Yisrael, Kichol Ayam Asher Lo Yimod. Rav Nachman Yizek Amar over B'Shnei Lav, and Shenemar Lo Yimod V'Lo Yisafer. Now, we normally translate the Pasuk that the numbers of the B'nei Yisrael should be like the sand of the sea that aren't measured or that can't be counted. We normally assume that means that physically you can't count them, there are going to be so many. The way the Gemara understands it, that's an Isser, not a Shalo Yimod, that you're not able to count them, a Shalo Yimod, that you're not permitted to count them, v'lo yisafer. So what emerges from all of these sources is that it is usher to count even when you have a good reason to count. It seems that when you have a good reason, from Shaul at least, when you have a good reason to count, and you count al yidei davar acher, you count something else, like a shard of pottery, rather than the people themselves, or maksa shekel, rather than the people themselves, it would seem that it should be mutter in those situations. Now, there is a major discussion in the Rishonim, what mistake David made exactly, and what halachically we can learn from that mistake. The Ramban in Shemos Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud Beis said that David thought that the Isser to count was only in the Midbar, and he counted directly. So he did two things. He had to use shards, even though he had no real good reason, that would have been okay. The Ramban in Bamidbar Perek Aleph said that David did use shards or shekels or whatever, but was still wrong because there was no purpose to count other than to feed his ego about the size of the nation that he leads. So you see the Ramban in different places says different things. In Bamidbar he seems to be saying, even Al Yidei Davar Acher, if there's no strong need for it, then it's going to be Aser. This is machlokas who the Isser is on. Is it an Isser on the census taker or the one who's being counted? But the plague is definitely on the one being counted. So either way, you don't want to be counted if it's in fact Aser to be counted. The Ramban, in the second explanation by Midbar, says that even with the shekels, you're only allowed to count people above the age of 20. And David counted people from the age of 13. So that's the most machmir view of the Ramban. And even with the shekels, even using a davar acher, you're not allowed to count people from the age of 20. But again, what does seem to hold true is that if you use something else as opposed to counting the people, and there's a need for it, if you have both of those factors, it seems that it should be mutter. Chassam Sofer thought that if you're going to get an accurate count by using something else, then you're not even allowed to count Al Yidei Davar Acher, even if there is a purpose for it. Chassam Sofer said that the whole idea of using the shards is that it never really yielded a fully accurate count. You have to be off by a little bit. The count has to be an estimate in order for it to be mutter. Chassam Sofer would certainly not allow our census nowadays, because even though it's imprecise, the Chassam Sofer holds there has to be a ransom associated with it also, that you need you need something given in other than just the numbers, like a half a shekel as a ransom that helps to permit the count. So the Chassam Sofer attaches a whole bunch of chumras. You need not only Al Yidei Davar Acher, that Davar Acher has to be some type of ransom, and that it has to be for a good reason, and it has to be imprecise, that the count can't be precise. So nowadays, in Eretz Yisrael, is it mutter to have a census? Is it aser to have a census? So the 3-day Eish was matir, based on the fact that it was indirect, because you're counting names on a piece of paper, you're not counting actual people. No one goes into your house and goes 1, 2, 3. They just count the names on a piece of paper that are written down, and it's for a good purpose, for economic planning. So he said, you have the heterim, you have a davar acher, it's for a good purpose. And he said, even the Ramban would agree that that would be okay. Rav Menachem Kasher thought that there were three reasons to allow it. First, he says that counts that are written down, according to the Ralbag, when it's in writing, it's not a problem. You're counting names, you're not counting people. Second of all, he says, if you're counting non-Jews also in the count, even though you're able to know how many of the people are Jews and how many are non-Jews, he thinks that that's okay. And third, he says it's not accurate. It's not an accurate count of Jews, because how many invalid gerus are there, and how many, you don't get an exact number anyway, so it's not an accurate count, so anyway, that would be mutter. There were many poskim who were machmir, though. Rav Goren said that if every person fills out a form and the forms were counted, that would be okay, but we count multiple names on a form, so you're actually counting, that's counting people, that's not counting forms. There aren't different forms for each person, you fill out multiple names on a single form. And he said that even the need for a purpose, Tzitz Eliezer of Chaim Kanievsky say that there isn't really a purpose, because we have pretty much an approximation. We don't need to get such details. They don't think that there's such a great tzorech in getting greater details. And that's a metzias issue. You have to know how closely can they estimate, how important is it. So this is something that's been an issue that's been discussed in the poskim ad hayom. And ad hayom, there are certain communities that will participate, certain communities that will not participate. When it comes to counting for a minyan, so I'm sure you've all seen that the minhag is that you don't count numbers. You don't just look around the room and count numbers. We say a pasuk that we happen to know has 10 words in it, and that way it's not a direct count at all. We're not even saying numbers. We're not even saying 1, 2, 3, 4. Etc. And that way we'll end up knowing the number that we have even without actually counting them. So that way that's how we get around the Isser of counting Jewish people. Okay.